Unit 9. Speaking. Activities 2 and 3.
These two pictures are quite different, although they both rely on an illusion to be successful. The first one shows a person performing on a... Sorry, it's gone. You know, the thing actors and dancers perform on. Anyway, it looks as if they're dancing in a classical ballet or something like that. A performance like this depends on the dancers managing to convince the audience that the world they're dancing in is real. This is quite difficult, as ballet is very... what's the word? Stylized. And because of that, a lot of people just don't get it. The dancers need to have creativity. No, that's not the word I'm looking for. It's, yes, talent. They have to have talent and imagination to create an illusion that becomes believable. That's really difficult for them to do, because dancing isn't something we do in real life. But if they're successful, the audience can enter that illusion and escape into a different world where dance and music combine to tell a story. The second picture looks like it's a sort of machine where people can practice things before they do them in real life. It creates the illusion of the real situation, and in this case the golfer can hit the ball without having to walk miles to pick it up. I can't remember the exact word for the machine, but it's like when people are learning how to drive. The benefit they get is from practicing in a safe situation so that they can do it well later. The machine... oh, what's it called? Never mind. The machine is probably quite easy to create when you've got the right technology. But in this situation, it doesn't make playing golf any easier, I imagine, because the golfer still has to have a lot of skill. It's vital to practice, though, and that's how he's benefiting from the illusion.